You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Wednesday morning, hump day Wednesday, 58 degrees, a little bit of a light rain falling here in downtown Wausau, live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Hopefully your day is off to a terrific start. Again, we join you each and every weekday at 6:52, 7:22, 7:52, and 8:22 as part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And, of course, Pat will be back in just a few minutes. Along with me, across the way, behind the glass, is our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And later in the show, as we do every weekday, we finish things off with the number for the day quiz, and we will give you an opportunity, and you better get it right because you have one less opportunity this week. Tomorrow morning, you will not be with us because after we get done today, and I can tell by the way you are dressed, and if you look at
shirt just for the occasion.
If you join us on YouTube, you can also join us on YouTube.com for our local segments. You can see Ian in his very bright and exotic and shirt. And why are you wearing this shirt? I know why, but why, for the folks out there, why are you wearing this shirt?
Well, as soon as this show is over, my dad and I are going to be heading down to Chicago to go see the Doobie Brothers in the concert, and the opening act is the Coral Reefer Band. and from Jimmy Buffett. It's only been a while since he passed away, and he'll be greatly missed. But it's going to be a great concert, and we're going to be staying overnight, and I'm not going to be gone the whole weekend. I'll be back for Friday's show, not be here tomorrow. So it's another one of those only four-day weeks to cover the number of the day. And I got some work to do because I am one out of two.
And the thing about it, there's no problem at all. Everybody should take a step back from time to time. Take an opportunity to live life to the fullest. And
should be some, I think, a great music, too.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, the Doobie Brothers, and I know I saw them actually on CBS Sunday Morning, must have been a month or two ago. There was an interview because the Doobie Brothers, of course, had incredible success back in the 1970s and early 1980s, and they had basically a little bit of a different sound for each because you had a band that was led by Tom Johnston as the lead vocalist early on, and then Michael McDonald came on and really took them to a superstar status, and they've all come back together. So basically the best of every era of the Doobie Brothers in one big concert tour, and they were on a late show with Stephen Colbert recently. And they were just, I mean, you think, well, I mean, they've been around for more than 50 years. That must be slowing down a bit. That group sounded as energetic, as sharp, as if they had just started yesterday. I mean, that's one of the things where if you take care of yourself and you are still keeping your instrument, whether it's your voice or your skills at the top level, you can continue to do it for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. It's not guaranteed. I've seen other legacy acts that have gone out on the road and the reviews have not been as good, where it's where they just are almost cheating their fans. But I don't think that's the case at all with the Doobies, from what everything that I've seen. So between the Doobie Brothers and then the legacy of Jimmy Buffett, mm-hmm. it sounds like you have yourself a full night. Where is the venue? What's the name of the venue? Do you recall by any chance? I'm just curious.
I actually don't know the name of the venue.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't need to. You're not driving, are you?
No, my dad's the one that has all the directions.
Yep. So, I mean, again, that's wonderful that that's one of the things about concert tours, because these bands go off on tours, and it's throughout the whole week. I mean, sometimes you hope that maybe they'll land on a weekend close to where you are, but often it'll be in the middle of the week, and then you have to make a decision. Well, doggone it, you know, you may not get another opportunity like this. So I think it's a wonderful thing.
The weather
is
going to be very nice in Chicago today and tomorrow. This is in the mid-70s and partly cloudy.
Yep. And
it should be good weather for a concert.
And that's basically the weather for today here. I mean, we've been getting a little bit of light rain as I was driving into work this morning, but this rain is going to end here this morning. It's supposed to basically stop really in the next hour or so. And then after that, mostly cloudy. Again, very moderate temperatures around 71 degrees. And as we get later and later in the week and then into the weekend, we're going to actually get above normal temperatures for this time of year. We are heading towards the middle part of September, and we'll be in the upper 70s by the end of the week. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, all around 80 degrees and all basically with pretty dry conditions. We see a couple of slight chances of rain in the evenings on Friday and Monday. But other than that, a lot of sunshine, a lot of warm temperatures. So if you have those summer-like activities that you really love, that you want to make sure that you take advantage of in the last number of minutes of this summer. Not even say minutes, but it's not going to last forever. So if you are somebody that likes the outdoor activities this time of year, take advantage, because it looks as though the rest of this week and into the weekend should be outstanding.
Oh, yes.
Coming up, it's the top of the hour. We will have our information update, news, weather, sports, get you up to speed on what's going on throughout the state and the world. And then Pat Kreitlow will be back with another segment at 7:06. And we'll be back with you at 7:22. Mm-hmm. Talk about the surprising news this week. I never thought we'd see Doug Dinney appointing Katie Rosenberg to anything. But apparently that's happening. So we'll talk about that
this I want to
hear at 7:22. It's the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:23. Currently, overcast skies, maybe a stray drop of rain or two out there as well. Mm-hmm. Temperature stands at 59 degrees. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. And there is a strain in political commentary out there that has this worship of the word bipartisan, that sometimes anything that is bipartisan is somehow better than otherwise. I'm not one of those folks that believes that everything that is bipartisan is necessarily good. If there is a reason behind it, then I can get behind it. But just to say bipartisan is not something that I automatically say, whoa, that is wonderful. I will say, though, however, that if what we see is that is happening with this appointment by Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney to his former rival in the election a year ago, former Mayor Katie Rosenberg,
right,
to serve as a citizen member of the city's Police and Fire Commission. I say congratulations to everybody involved in this for a true bipartisan piece of government that I think does provide some positives and actually does mean something beyond the word bipartisan. Again, just the background here.
Okay.
It was not the nicest of races between Doug Denny and Katie Rosenberg in 2023-2024. Ultimately, the final election, April of 2024. And after winning the primary, three-way primary, Mayor Rosenberg may look like she was heading towards a re-election. But then in the final vote, it was Doug Denny that ultimately won the election and took over and has had, I would say, at times, rough sledding in the office of mayor in the year plus that he's been, it's almost a year and a half now that he's been the mayor of Wausau. Former Mayor Rosenberg is laid low, has not done a lot of talking when it comes to the aftermath of this previous election. I invited her to come back on my program, as she had done every month when she was in office. Mm-hmm. Said, nope, I just want to be in the background here for a little bit. Has been working within Tony Evers' government, but still very much a popular person here in Wausau.
Indeed.
And then late last week, popped up the word that Mayor Doug Denny has nominated Katie Rosenberg to this position on the Police and Fire Commission. The mayor has not responded to questions from the Wausau Pilot and Review about it. One of the interesting points in the story that occurred earlier in the pilot was whether or not he had faced pushback from his supporters. And of course, Mayor Rosenberg was, I think, liked very, very deeply by a lot of folks. But I would say it's fair to say as well that she was not liked by many, many people on the right.
Yeah.
And the people that basically put Doug Denny in the office. He did not say whether or not he had received any pushback on this. The former mayor, Katie Rosenberg, said that she basically is somebody who is a citizen and she is passionate about public service. And that, I think, is very true. Anytime we have spoken to the mayor, anytime that we've spoken to the previous mayor, there was one thing that did jump out, that she's very passionate about public service.
Oh, yes.
And she did it the old-fashioned way. And I think there's something that can be used here by citizens of Wausau or citizens of other communities that have opportunities to serve on citizen boards, advisory boards. What Katie Rosenberg did is did not go off to connected elected officials. She went to the city's website and filled out an application. That started the process. And then somebody obviously reached out from the city. She had a brief conversation with the mayor after he reviewed her application. And here we are. And I think that's democracy. I think that's good. Again,
it's a step in the right direction.
I give credit to Mayor Denny in this case, too. I think the mayor, it would be very easy not to give the former mayor a position on a citizen board like this. But he did. And I think good for Mayor Denny. Congratulations to the mayor. This is real bipartisanship because we have a talented person on the Police and Fire Commission, somebody that cares about this community, somebody that knows the issues, somebody that knows them intimately,
talk to people.
Intimately knows what the issues are, knows the budget implications on everything that's done. So this is bipartisanship that actually works for the community, works for the citizenry. And it works, I think, for Mayor Denny to show that he's not a mega ideologue in every case. I mean, that's one of the frustrations I've had. That's the whole Dropbox thing to me. It was a mega move, and that's the thing that kind of annoyed me. I can handle conservatives and their beliefs, and if they truly believe in something that they're going to try to push through within their positions in government. But it's the mega aspect, and the mega aspect that Donald Trump
preaches all the time is you're either for me or you're anti-American. Uh-huh. I think this steps beyond that. And I give credit to Mayor Denny for doing something like this. And I give credit for Mayor Rosenberg for still being part of government, part of being part of solutions, for being supportive of the role of the Police and Fire Commission and being part of it and not just showing lip service to serving in your community. It's a case, well, if I can't be mayor, I don't want to be anything. No, she's not the mayor, but she still wants to be involved. So, good for Doug Denny, good for Katie Rosenberg, good for the city of Wausau for this happening.
Absolutely.
The time is 7:29. Coming up, we'll be back in 22 minutes for another segment. And then coming up after the information update, more Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Cloudy skies and 59 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. A quick note that coming up tonight, we will have another edition of the Big High School Sports Show, 6 till 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, online as well, on the app, through mobile devices, and on YouTube, our WXCO YouTube channel. We'll be joined by former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster. We will review last week's action in high school football. Look ahead to week number 4, plus special guests. Every week we have a coach guest and a student athlete guest. And tonight our coach guest joining us at about 6:30 will be Jacob Knapp-Miller. He is the head football coach of the Abbotsford Falcons. They come off a 39-0 victory over Iola Scandinavia last week and are 2-1 on the young season. And our student athlete guest will be Shay Jones. He is a senior at Wausau West, big part of both the football and hockey teams. He had a couple of touchdown receptions against Eau Claire North last week. So that will be tonight, 6 till 8 p.m., the Big High School Sports Show, right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and on the 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel. Of course, on Monday, the governor of the state of Wisconsin paid a visit to central Wisconsin as part of his back-to-school trip around the state. Mm-hmm. He was at Wausau East High School. And yesterday, another statewide elected official was in central Wisconsin as State Attorney General Josh Call was in Kronenwetter and talking about a very important issue for young people and the families and the communities, sextortion. And, of course, It was earlier this year where Braden Bone, the student at DC Everest, took his life after being a victim of sextortion. And the attorney general joined Braden Bone's family and others in his hometown of Kronenwetter to talk about this issue. And it's, I think, wonderful that the attorney general was in central Wisconsin yesterday to talk about this. And
very important issue.
In addition, also there was members of the DC Everest staff, including the DC Everest superintendent, Dr. Casey Nye. In fact, according to a story at WSAW.com, the mother of the 15-year-old Braden Bone, Brittany Bird, said, and she's been such a strong figure in all this. I mean, when you have, I would say literally the worst thing that could happen, to have something like this happen to a child. And yet she did not go into hiding. She has come out and spoken about this issue, and I'm sure is saving many lives in the process. And Brittany Bird was quoted as saying, "The conversation has to change from don't send the photo to if this happens because you are 15 and you are a victim, we can fix it." And that's so important because when you're young, you see something happen. It could be a big thing. It could be a small thing.
Right.
But you think, well, I can't have this come out. This will ruin my life forever. It's hard, but it will not ruin your life forever if you tell people that love you. And that's exactly what Brittany Byrd is saying in this situation and at other events as well. And
it's not going to be easy to talk about.
No.
But something that needs to be talked about, because if you talk to someone about this, then they can help you work through this and try to find a way to, you know, prevent this from happening to you again and also to others as well. I mean, just having that a conversation is vitally important than not having it at all.
And finding the answers, because we don't have all the answers. No individual has all the answers. And the D.C. Ever superintendent said that it's okay for parents not to know all the answers. That sometimes parents can be reluctant to be the single source of truth and the experts in a digital landscape they did not experience firsthand. But he also said that cannot be the reason that we don't have tough conversations. They don't have to have those conversations alone. And there is a Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. They offer many online resources about internet safety and protecting children. The Speak Up, Speak Out Resource Center is also a way for community to report safety concerns. Once the DOJ gets a tip, it's vetted through several stages. And that's where the Attorney General comes in. The Attorney General said at this event yesterday, often what they need to do is what's called an administrative subpoena to get information about where a tip is coming from. They work with local law enforcement to follow up on a tip. And then sometimes local law enforcement will take it from there. Other times they'll work in partnership. The Division of Criminal Investigation, which is part of the state DOJ, will conduct an investigation as well. So, again, I just think that one of the, I think, true heroes of 2025 has been Brittany Byrd for her reaction after this tragedy that involved her son. And Braden's Law is continuing to move through the state legislature. In June, the state assembly approved the bill with bipartisan support. September 4th, the Senate committee unanimously approved it to head to the Senate floor. It's expected to be voted on in October, likely be approved, and then head to Governor Tony Evers' desk as well. Coming up, top of the hour, news update, news, weather, sports, get you all caught up on the information that you need, top and bottom of every hour. After that, Pat Kreitlow will be back. He will be joined by Brittany Merlot, talking about the weather forecast, which is looking pretty darn well as head towards the end of the work week. And then we'll be back with our final segment for a WXEO Morning Report coming up at 8:22. Included will be our number for the day quiz.
That's right.
That's all coming up here on 98.9 WXEO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXEO Morning Report on 98.9 WXEO, online at WXEO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23, currently 60 degrees under overcast skies. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh, and I've been talking a bit about AI that scares me to death, and I came across a story that just makes you want to pull your hair out. Because
do tell.
You people out there listening, these are real people. We are not AI. However, according to the Hollywood Reporter, there's a company putting out thousands and thousands of AI-generated podcasts a week. Again, thousands and thousands of AI-generated podcasts every week that cost like a buck each to produce, and which are apparently profitable if only 20 people listen to them.
Well, that does make you want to pull your hair out.
So basically, it's computer-generated conversation. Phony folks being involved in the conversation. Phony.
You know, the scary thing about it for me is it actually sounds like a real conversation if you listen to it. Like,
of course.
They modify the voices so it actually sounds like a real conversation with the right inflection and the tone and the speed of everything and the different voices you can do as well. It's just, you know, the whole AI thing, and I agree with you, is just, it's very scary, and it seems like it's moving just, you know, faster than we can control it.
And the executive at this company who's behind this brilliant idea of thousands and thousands of podcasts featuring phony people, phony hosts, and everything else.
Yeah.
Janine Wright said that we believe that in the near future, half the people on the planet will be AI. What does that mean, number one? If you're AI, you're not people. You can't count yourself as a person if you're AI.
That's true.
But she says, we believe that in the near future, half the people on the planet will be AI, and we are the company that's bringing these people to life.
Well, it sounds like she doesn't have very much faith in humanity.
Well, the thing about it is, I say, I wonder, you know, what that really means. The people in the planet will be AI. Well, this woman also doesn't know what she's talking about either. I mean, basically, it's about taking away opportunity for people. It's about taking away opportunity for true talent. It's taking away all of this simply to make some money for a very small amount of people.
And they think it's probably easier to control AI than it is to control people, because can't control what people do sometimes.
But it's not about controlling people. It's about just not needing them, not paying them, not giving them opportunity.
Yeah.
So, and unfortunately, we don't have the leadership right now. We need leadership that is engaged, sharp, and smart enough to be able to handle this incredible change in technology. And we've got a bunch of 85-year-old senators and an executive administration that has no intelligence. It's all a bunch of cultists. So there's a lot of reason to be nervous about this incredible revolution when it comes to technology that we are going through at this point in our country's history.
Wait for it to get better. We need to act sooner rather than later, because if we don't act as soon as possible, things will get out of control, and there'll be like a very small chance that we can get back on track. So just, we need to act, and we need to have people who can, you know, regulate and help to have a better understanding and control over stuff like this.
Let's finish up with our number for the day quiz. Every day at this point, we give Ian Welsh an opportunity to pick the number for the day. There's three choices, one of which is correct, two of which are incorrect. So based on the math, he should get one out of three correct, 33%. Anything above 33% for the week is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. Any week where he gets at least 50% correct is a winning week. And then if he gets only one wrong in the week, it's an A grade. If he gets them all right, it's a perfect gold star week. So far this week, he is one out of two. Tomorrow, he will not be here, so that means he only has two more opportunities in order to get that passing grade.
Yeah, focus.
All right, and I know you're probably are you a Spider-Man fan?
Yes, I am. Big fan.
Well, in a recent interview with Esquire, the actor Tom Holland, who is currently working on Spider-Man Brand New Day, his fourth standalone film as Spider-Man, he let us know how often he receives a new suit while filming these Spider-Man movies.
Okay.
How often does Tom Holland get a new Spider-Man outfit? Okay. Is it roughly every 2 weeks, roughly every 3 weeks, or roughly every 4 weeks?
You know, I'm going to say, just want to go with my gut here. I'm going to say every 2 weeks. 2 weeks is my final answer. That's what I'm going to say.
All right. Tom Holland said in that interview that roughly every 2 weeks he receives a new Spider-Man outfit. So
yeah, I got it right.
Says it tends to get musty during filming, so they give him a new one every 2 weeks.
Can't wait to see the new movie, too.
Well, have fun tonight. Safe travels.
Thank you, Chad. I'll take care, everybody. I'll see you on Friday.
I will be back tomorrow, 6:52 a.m. for the WXEO Morning Report. Coming up next, it's more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow after an information update. And don't forget as well, big high school sports show tonight, 6 till 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXEO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.